Well, Benny comes from Enniskillen. He's living in Portadown. He's in the Baptist Bible College. And I just know that you're going to enjoy his testimony. And Benny, may God bless you as you come and share with us. Feel at home. He's at home, isn't he, here amongst brothers and sisters? And so he's a wee bit nervous, he said. I says, not a hit to be nervous about. They've only got rocks on the pews there. And if you... Thanks, God bless.
Hello, everybody. It's wonderful to share a wee bit about my past and also to share to you where the Lord has lifted me from, and also to share with you where the Lord has me now. I could just start off as I came from a Catholic family. I was born in Listenskee near Enniskillen, and as a devoted Catholic back then, I grew up with my family and everybody else. Got four sisters and two brothers. And I used to go to chapel a lot, and used to go to confessions a lot, and even praying to Jesus on the cross and talking to Mary and all this. So I grew up with this false doctrine. And what I just tell you about myself is that I've been in prison all my life. When I grew up at home, I grew up with so much problems with alcohol in my family, so there was of my mum and dad. And I grew up with this, and there was so much violence where I grew up at home. In the house where I grew up, and I don't call it a home, I call it a house. It's because a home is where you're loved, where you're meant to be, but a house is where people come and go with many problems. But in the house, I didn't feel love, I didn't feel wanted, and I didn't feel part of the family whatsoever. I just felt like an outcast. But in the family, I just didn't want to be there. So I've done crazy things like committing crime to get myself put into prison in my younger years, because it may sound crazy, but I felt safe, I felt loved, and I felt secured when I was in prison. So I grew up in my younger years in and out of prison. Then I headed over to England, so I did when I was 20 years old, and I committed a horrendous crime where I've taken somebody's life. I spent a very long time. I was transferred over to Northern Ireland in 1995, so I've done 24 years in total in McGarvey Prison. I started getting out roughly around 21 years, because every time I got back out, I couldn't cope with the outside world. I couldn't cope at all. I was institutionalized, which means that I just found it difficult to communicate with people. I found it hard even going in the shops or doing anything like that. So I kept getting myself put back in prison. When I got out again, I just done the same again, just commit a crime or took drink and drugs and got myself put back inside. I grew up because I was so depressed in my life. I didn't want to exist. I didn't want to live at all. I suffered from depression, and life to me was meaningless. And I've often thought of ways of taking my life because I didn't want to live whatsoever. When I got out the third time from McGarvey Prison, I got a job in Belfast along a prison fellowship on University Street. While I was there, I got a job as a centre assistant, where you meet people and you help people coming in. And while being there, you know, it was good because I met a lot of good people too. We're talking about, you know, different things, where they were in their lives, and I could I can be able to see where they're coming from, and they can see where I was coming from. We can talk to each other. In a case, as I mean to say, we had a lot in common. But while being in prison fellowship, when you do the food, I used to do food for them and all, and do sandwiches and different things. You sit around the table, and I used to do a thing called grace, and I used to be there, and I used to be part of that. But they start talking about things that I've never heard before in my life. They started talking about John 3:16, for God so loved the world. I've never heard nothing like that since growing up. They start talking about Ephesians 2, verse 8, by grace you are saved. And these are things that I never knew about growing up. All I knew as growing up was go to confession box and the priest forgives you for your sins, or talking to Mary and all that there. But in prison fellowship, things were happening to me that I really couldn't explain at the time. I start talking about God a lot. I start talking about the cross. I start talking more about my past. And I was talking to a guy who works down there called Neil about this, so I did. And then while being down there, this may sound a wee bit crazy the way I say this, but there was a door, and I unlocked this door. And I told Neil this from Prison Fellowship. He says, "Did you open the door?" I says, "No." I says, "I didn't open the door." He says, "Why not?" I says, "I don't know." I says, "I know that I haven't locked the door." But while down there working away, I was butting into the meetings that they were having on a Wednesday. It's like prayer meetings to have. I was listening to what they were talking about, and I came an interest in that. Like, I live in Portadown, so that's where I moved to, so I have. But while in Portadown, I was introduced to a wee church called Bethesda, which means House of Mercy, which is in John 5 in the Bible. I was introduced to this wee church. And as I was going to this wee church, I got to know some of the people in it, and I got very close to them. So I did. But just to say, on the 10th of April, 2016, 12:15, I was sitting on a bench, just sitting down. This was in a morning service. And I was just listening to the pastor, what he was saying when he was speaking. He was speaking about being saved and about reaching out to God and truly repenting to him. All different kind of things. But while I was sitting there, I wanted to get on my knees. I wanted to get down. And I needed help because I suffered from depression, drink and drugs and suicidal thoughts. And I didn't want to keep returning back to prison. I just wanted help. And I wanted to get on my knees. But I was a wee bit embarrassed to get on my knees because I was afraid if I get on my knees, would people laugh at me or ever what? So I was going through this process in my mind. But before I knew it, I was on my knees. I couldn't remember getting on my knees. I knew to get down on my knees. But before I knew it, I was on my knees. So I repented my sins to the Lord. I went back to my past and I asked him to forgive me for what I've done. I went through this process. I asked him to help with my depression, my suicidal thoughts, the drink and the drugs. And I just went through this. And then suddenly, next thing I remember was that my heart started beating. That's the first thing I remember. The next thing was that my shame and my guilt was gone. The next thing I remember was that my depression was gone. The suicidal thoughts were gone. Desires for alcohol was gone. Desires for drugs was gone. And then I sat back up on the bench. And the first thing I said to myself was that somebody had spiked me because I was unsure. You know, even before that, when I was asking people, why am I feeling like this before I went to sweet church? They were saying to me things like, you're under conviction. I never knew what that meant. But I asked them, what does that mean? Dev says to me, you're about to know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal saviour. I remember saying to this guy, I said, listen, see the drugs you're on, they're better than mine. Could I have some of yours? I remember saying that to him. But he's right. I got on my knees and I asked the Lord into my heart, into my life. So I did. And, you know, it's amazing for me because, like I say, I came from the Catholic family. I've met my family. This is over 2 years. I gave my life to the Lord. They've asked me, you know, what religion are you now? And I've told them I don't have a religion no more. I have a faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. And they've seen me and grow. They've seen me grow and grow more over the last 2 years. Me and my friend Mary, we were down from Anna there not that long ago with my family. And they've seen things in me that they've never seen before. They've been asking me questions, you know, about the teachings in the Catholic Church. And I told them they are wrong. A priest cannot forgive you for your sins. Because it says in John 14, verse 6, I am the truth, the light, and the way. No one comes unto the Father except through me. You can't go through Mary. You can't go through a pastor. You can't go through a priest or church or chapel. I told my family, it's a one-to-one personal relationship. And I also, that says people calling the priest father, I say that is wrong too. It says, because it says in Matthew 3:29, for call no one father, for you only have one father who is in heaven. And I told them, and they never knew this. They took the word of the priest and they never knew this. But a lot of seed has been planted even in my family's life, and they've seen things that they heard things that they never heard before, and they're even considering now about going to the Elam Church, which is in Brookborough County, Fermanagh. So I just hope and pray, I just like they said, to keep me family in your prayers, please. But it's amazing what's happened to me in my life, what the Lord has done, and I give him the glory and the honour for what he has done. It's got nothing to do with me, nothing whatsoever. I didn't come to Jesus because of my grace, because I didn't have grace. I didn't come to Jesus because of my righteousness, because I didn't have any righteousness, none whatsoever. I came to Jesus because I needed help. I needed the change. I needed something in my life was missing. I thought it was the drugs that I needed. I thought it was the alcohol I needed. I thought it was a prison cell that I needed. But it wasn't. It was the Lord Jesus Christ. And again, like I say, I give him the glory and the honour for what he has done to me. I've done my first year of college, which is the Irish Baptist College in Moira, and I'm hoping to go on for pastoral care, ever what the Lord leads me into. And I know it's a 3-year course for diploma. And I know a lot of people I see today, and like friends who have known, even my probation officer, they have never seen nothing like this before. And I says, only the Lord Jesus Christ can do this here. I told him this has got nothing to do with me whatsoever. So if there's anybody here today who's suffering in any way, even suffering in silence, you don't even have to be in prison to be behind bars. You can be in prison in your own home. You know, don't let the devil use your head as a garbage dump for an activity for a problem, because he's the biggest bully going. He'll make you feel worthless, that you're no good. Because believe me, he doesn't want you near a church. He just wants to fill your head full of negativity, because that's the way he felt. That's the way he felt my head. That's the way he made me feel. He made me feel worthless. He made me feel that I was no good. He made me feel that and it's not even worth my while me living, because even of the life that I have lived. But once I came redeemed by the precious blood of the Lamb, saved by Jesus, then I knew how false the devil was. I knew that. I knew how false, not only how the devil was, but the teachings were in the Catholic Church. Because at the end of the day, Mary, I told my family, can't get you to heaven. Talking to Jesus on a cross cannot get you to heaven. Going to a confession box and talking to a priest can't get you to heaven. What can get you to heaven is truly from your heart, repenting to the Lord about your sins. It's a one-to-one personal relationship. As it says in Ephesians 2:8, it's by grace that we are saved through faith alone and not of ourselves. So I give God the glory and the honour for what he's done in my life. I wish to read out a wee poem that I wrote a wee while ago back, and it was actually the first poem that I wrote after I gave my life to the Lord. And I hope that if there's anybody here today who doesn't know the Lord Jesus Christ as a Saviour, don't be going home saying you don't have the time. It's just that you won't take the time. Just open this word, because God loves each and every one of us. He doesn't want to see none of us go to the lost eternity, because we are his children, and all he wants to do is reach out to you. It's not by works get you there. What it is, it's truly from your heart, mean it in your heart, faithfully being in your heart, repenting to the Lord, and want you to do that, the Lord will do the rest. Oh Jesus, how wonderful you are. In my heart, you I truly trust. It's wonderful to know I walk with you, Lord. Oh, my heart for you I always lust. The love is so much special, felt with every single beat. What a day it will be in glory, in heaven you're there to meet. Jesus, how wonderful is our Father, the creator of heaven and earth. How perfect he has created us, even before the time of birth. Jesus, when you used to walk among men, you knew that you will die for me. For when you help the lame to walk again and help the blind to see, Jesus, you have brought us to victory and was never without a loss. That time when you died for me, in Calvary while nailed to a cross. Jesus died for each and every one of us. He carried a cross, he was scored, he was torn, 39 lashes, he was beaten. When he carried that cross, he was carrying each and every one of us. He knew us by name. He just knew. He could have called 10,000 angels, but he didn't. He done it, and he went to the cross for each and every one of us. Why? Because he loves us. We have to remember it wasn't the nails that held Jesus on the cross. It was his love for us. So we should give him the glory and the honor and praise him, not even on a Saturday or a Sunday, but every day, because every day is that when the Lord walks with us until we go home to heaven or wherever we were we may go. So I just thank you and everybody tonight. And, you know, it's wonderful just to share what the Lord has done in my life. And I just hope that if there's anybody here tonight, is this been touched in any way? Because what the Lord has done for me, he'll do for you also. Because he tells us in his word that he'll never leave us and he'll never forsake us. And he's always with us wherever we go. Thank you very much. Thank you.